Nisim in Shin Vav. So the Mechaber begins with the pasuk of Mimsei Heftzecha, and then we have Adavad Dava. One of the focuses that we need to focus on, which is Batsim, a discussion in Shinim already, is what's the gather to Mimsei Heftzecha, what's the gather to Adavad Dava. Mimsei Heftzecha means I'm involved with my properties, with my belongings, things which take away from the Einik Shabbos. V'daber Dover is speech, different ways. Shlei Diborcha b'Shabbos ki Diborcha b'Chol. What's the gather to it? So we have the pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, Pergnun Ches. In Toshav Mishav Esrag Lecha, Asis Chavs Chabim Kachi, Kras L'Shabbos Einik L'Kadosh Hashem. Mechubim Chibartim Asais, Pasuk over there tells us, Yishmei Mechaber from doing your drachim, Mimsei Heftzecha, Adaber Daber. Then, Yubi Zaycha to Nachla B'li Metzara. So Chazal Darshan from this Pasuk, that the Hanhogis of a person on Shabbos should be different than his Hanhogis during the Chol. And this includes words that he uses, and also actions, even though they're not a Malacha. Right, until now we were learning about malachas. There are 39 malachas. There are Isurim that Chazal instituted based on the malachas. Over here we're talking about, even though it's not a malacha, afapi that it's not a malacha, still, the Navi is telling us that you should act differently on Shabbos. The way you walk on Shabbos should not be the same way you walk during the weekday. It should be taking big steps, running on Shabbos. It shouldn't be Isaac with things that are connected, are tied to melachis that are usher, even though what you're doing itself is not usher because of a melacha. Dabar Dava is speaking about things that are usher to do on Shabbos. You know, I'm not doing the isser on Shabbos, I'm just speaking about it. But here we'll see his mutter. Dibur is asa, here is mutter, and we'll have to see. Now, these two halachas, Amim Zechevzcha and Davida, which we'll be discussing throughout Simen Shin Vav Shin Zayin, the Bir Halach over here, the Remascha Shema Ayin Nechasav, tells us that it's a Issa Drabanan. Therefore, when we have a Safik, it's a Sveika Drabanan, and we go to Kula. Tosfos and Shabbos actually learned that it's a deraisa. It's a din deraisa. Tosfos and Shabbos and daf kuf nun amar alf. That's where the sugi is. Kuf nun amar alf. The remaschu v'dibur. But the bi'alach over here, the remaschu shema'ayin, seems to be taking on that it's a drabanan, and therefore what he's discussing, which we'll talk about soon, says it's a sveika drabanan, we can go to kula. Now, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mimsa Chavsecha, Chavasecha Asurim, Afil B'Dav She'ena Oysa Shem Malacha, Kigoyin, Shema Ayin Bin Achasav, Lirois Matzarech Lamacha. He's being Ma'ayin in his Achasim, to see what it needs tomorrow. What does that mean? What does that mean? I'm going to the field, to check out if going to the field, right? Let's give a more practical example. I'm building a house, a beautiful house, a few blocks away from where I live, and I'm going to walk there on Shabbos to see where things are holding. Where are they holding? What are they doing? What needs to be done tomorrow? Are they up to the next step yet or not? So I'm going to walk over there, take a walk, and walk there and look around and see what's going on. That's Mimsa Chavsecha. You be Ma'ayin and Yechasim Matzarech Lamacha. What's the next step? What needs to be done tomorrow? Are they up to calling the electrician? Are they up to pouring the cement? What was the next step? Now, in Bir Halacha, over here discusses, does it have to be Nikr or not? That which I'm going over there. Good, if I stop on the side and I start looking around, and I walk in the shell and I start looking around, pretty nicker that you're doing it to see Matzar Chamacha. But let's say I'm just going to walk by it. As I'm walking by, I'm going to glance at to see if the windows are in yet or not. Or the frame is there for the windows. It's not nicker that I'm being my eye in it. Says the Bir Alacha, Machlekes Rishayim. If it needs to be nicker in order to be aser, or no. Or that alone, that I walked there, I went there to see it, is aser ready. Says the Bir Alacha, since the iser is a iser drabanan, we can be mekel, and even if you're going, and as long as it's not nicker, it's mutter. Okay. So now, I'm walking down the street, right, I took a walk to Main Street. Every city has their Main Street, with stores all along the way. And I enjoy looking into the windows and then window shopping. I like to see what's the latest styles and the latest, what people are selling, what people are buying for. I enjoy it. So to take a walk and enjoy seeing what's in the windows, that's fine. But let's say I'm not interested, I'm looking to buy a nice fancy watch. So I'm going to walk down the block and look into the stores and see the different watches that they have. So in my mind, I'm looking to see what I need tomorrow. But is it nicker that I am? No, people do it all the time. People do it for the enjoyment Shabbat. It's a normal thing to do. So it's not nicker. It's not nicker that I'm doing it because I'm looking to buy tomorrow. So this goes into this machlekes. If when it's not nicker, is it us or not? And the Bir Alacha says, since it's a drabanan, it'll be mutter. So I'm allowed to go window shopping, even though in my mind, I'm thinking about buying that watch tomorrow. That I could do. Unless you tell me that nowadays no one goes window shopping because everyone has it on different windows. So they don't need to, they don't have to go window shopping. So if someone's actually doing it, it's taka nicker. Maybe, is it? But still.
If it wasn't there, stores wouldn't present it. It's still marketable.
I hear, okay, good point. Taka, we're losing stores. Stores are closing, so the ones that are still open, you say.
Doing window shopping.
Oh, so it might be nicker. We'll lose in the windows nowadays only to see what to get out. Right. There you go. Okay, you have to know. As far as I know, it didn't change yet. But you know, you guys, keep it in mind, it might change. Okay. So that's an interesting point. Now, another example the Mechaber gives us here, he says, another example. If you turn to Simon Shin Mem, did we learn Shin Mem recently together? No. And Shin Mem is talking about the Malach of Kaisiv. Kaisiv, right? Kaisiv means to write. I draw a nice picture, that's us on Shabbos. To draw pictures on Shabbos. Am I allowed to go to watch an artist draw a picture? I'm just watching him, not doing any malachim, I'm watching him. I enjoy seeing people draw pictures, right? You're walking down by the lake, by the river, there's always that guy sitting there with his thing, drawing a picture of the water, with the trees, and then I'll ask you if he could draw a picture of you sometimes. So, am I allowed to go watch him or not? Yeah, why not? I can watch him. Let's say I'm an artist myself, or I want to learn how to be an artist. I'm going to watch him in order to learn how to be an artist. So let's take a look at the Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatin Chav Aleph. It says over here as follows. You have it? V'hu Adin, a line down. V'hu Adin demut liris umnis v'shabes. I'm allowed to go watch the artist. Avagav shalimda, even though you're learning from him. V'nira. You happen to bump into him. You're walking down the street, you happen to see him. But Vadi, you're not allowed to talk to him about it, because that's running into a problem of the David Dover. But to go there in order to learn this omnis, that's what we're talking about, because to go to learn it, that's already a problem. So now let me ask you a question. You have a doctor who's studying to become a doctor, and he wants to go watch different, he wants to watch them doing surgery, so he can learn how to do surgery. He has opportunity on Shabbos to be there to watch. Is he allowed to go or not? Lachar, based on this Mishbura, based on Shin Vav Aleph, if he's going in order to learn the umnes, he's not allowed to. What are you tying up?
Umnes go like bar mitzvah, saving somebody.
Oh, very good. You someone got up to Sivav already. Got up to Sivav, yeah? So how did you know that if he didn't do Sivav yet? Oh, okay, good. So if we take a look, what do you say?
If he was the doctor himself, he'd be allowed to be doing the...
Let's say he's not allowed to. Right, you're not allowed to, but there's a guy doing it, so you're watching the guy do it. Or it's Sakhaz Vashis. So in Sivav it says, Chefse Shemayim is Mutta. Exception to the rule is Chefse Shemayim. Something which is Dvar Mitzvah. What's a Dvar Mitzvah? L'lam de Sefer, to learn Sefer, to learn Gemara. Oy Umnis, or Umnis. Why is Umnis a Mitzvah? Why says the Mishmur the im eloi umnis oisik begesa? Because if you don't have umnis, you're gonna end up stealing. So if this is taka your umnis is to be that surgeon in order that you shouldn't end up stealing, so then it's a mitzvah. But if you stop looking to, because you're interested in doing it, so then maybe also be mutter. But if you're doing it, if it's not your umnis, but if it's your umnis, then you have dvar mitzvah. You have dvar mitzvah to be matzah. Okay.
Same thing with the painter. It's not specifically
served. Right, but I just don't see how a painter will be a dvar mitzvah.
Oh,
for his umnis. I didn't put that together. You're right. But if he's doing, right, he's not doing it as a hobby. Right, I was thinking it's a hobby. Right. If you're doing it just to learn how to be an artist for the hobby of it, they just want to paint nice paintings. You're right. But if you're doing it for the omnis, 100% correct. Right. Good point. Very good. Okay, now we have the Mishabura. The Mishabura says, over here, in Sifkat and Aleph, right, so we spoke about the first part. Then he goes there, he says, V'chein leilich u'lahachshich al Pesach Medina. What am I doing? I'm going, as it's getting dark, Shabbos is starting to go down, and I'm going to stand by the Pesach Medina, Kevin Shederach Shem v'chatzai Shem, the bathhouses were by the Pesach Medina, outside, Chutz Medina, Samach the Pesach Medina, Nikr shel tzarech ha-merchatz machshich. It's Nikr that he's going for the merchatz. Why else is he standing there? He wants to get the first shower, right? There's always the first guy who wants the first shower after Shabbos. So he's waiting to get the first shower. So what happens if I have work, I need to be at work Matzah Shabbos, and I need to start, I have a pizza shop. For some reason, eateries are very popular Matzah Shabbos, even though people eat the whole Shabbos. But still, it's, I don't know, these places are packed, even in the summer. But, so I have a pizza shop, I want to be there right after Shabbos, so that Shabbos over, right, Matzah Pesach, right? That's when I want to be there even before Pesach is over, so I can get that first part in to get it out. So I'm waiting, as I go to the business, I go to the work, so I'm standing by the door of the work, or I walk into the work even, so that I can start work right away. It's a problem. That's a problem. It's pretty nicker. What else are you doing there? So you want to be able to do work right after Shabbos, just like you want to go to the merchatz.
How come it doesn't all go into umnis?
To what?
It's all part of the living.
Panasa? No, that's to learn the umnis. Oh, he and I learned the umnis. You, hopefully by now you know the umnis, how to make pizza. Right, the mitzvah of this is the umnis, is to learn how to do it.
Is that just the means?
But, yeah.
The actual parnassah is worse? But,
then the parnassah is a separate guy. He has a parnassah, let's say.
And the opposite case about, if it's not, if it's nicker that you're doing it for malacha, but you're not actually doing it for malacha, you're just going to walk to
the if it's not nicker, then,
no, it's,
then
it's
we said
you're not doing it for the purpose.
So then you have the machlekes here, which we said you can be maker. What was the stam? What's the guy? What's the worker standing by the door there for? Pretty clear to me. No one stands by pizza doors. If you tell me the bus stop, right? The bus stop, right? You have a bus stop right out here on what's the street called Yamsuf? Bus stop. So over there, you walk down the block on Shabbos. I mean, I always see people sitting there. Sometimes it's rainy, so people go under there to sit there. It's sunny, people sit there. Shabbos afternoon, people are taking walks, they sit there. So then that's not nicker. Even though I'm going there to wait there for the first bus so I can get to my work. But it's not nicker. That's normal for people to do. I don't know if in New York City it's normal for people to sit in bus stops. But over here it's pretty, I think in Sanhedrin, it's pretty normal that people sit there on Shabbos. So it's not nicker. So then that's fine. Even though I'm doing it in order to get on that first bus, Motzei Shabbos, that'll be fine. Now by Machshech al Tchum, you have another problem. Because usually the Tchum is the end, right? Where there's no more houses, you're already out at the end. So over there, it's even more nicker because no one usually walks there or takes a walk there. Just time to stroll there. You walk around over the city, you walk around the blocks. But to walk out there, that in itself, walking there already makes it more nicker. It makes it more nicker that you're doing something for after Shabbos. You want to get somewhere. So therefore, over there, it could be a little more of a problem. Now, the Ramah goes ahead, the Ramah adds on, V'hu adin da'asa l'tayel limsei sus o'sfina o'karein lotzeis bay. Who adin that's asa to l'tayel. L'tayel, to find a sus or sfina or karein to go out with. What's the Ramah adding over here? It's the same din of e'mach shichan al-tchum. Now it's in the same halacha that we just saw. V'in al-bim mach shichan al-tchum. Right, he says the makar is a Mordechai seferg mishich shichum. A Mordechai, where the Mordechai himself is really just being medaved. The Mordechai says, just like you now go to the field to see what the field needs, so too you now go to find this. So what's going on over here? So Rav Moshe, the Igros Moshe, Archaim Chelik Hei Simin Yud Ches, he wants to say that. That even though going the tayel on Shabbos is mutter, people always go the tayel, and you also. I'm a person who goes for a long walk every Shabbos afternoon. I go for a walk. But since now I'm going with the kavana, so the walk itself is not the problem. That's what he's saying. Chiddush Ramah is that even though what you're doing is the tile, and the tile itself is something normal for you to do or for people to do, but since you're going to the tile for the sus or for the sfina or the karein, it's us if it's nicker that you're going for this. But I still don't understand. Still think it's shver. What's he being meisiv? We knew all this. What's he being meisiv? I don't know what he's right. He's bothering a question. What's the Ramah being meisiv? She says, because since the tile alone is normal, but the tile is sus, and it's naked that you're going to sus, right? That's what we just finished saying. So I don't have a clear answer to the question, but maybe it's just another example that he's giving. And the Mordechai also felt like adding this example. So, but that's the Ramah. Okay, now the Mishmur is Sifkat and Gimel. Mishmur says, Sifkat and Gimel, Lahavi Behemtai, Ta'avshi or Medizatim Chutz Tchum, even though right now it's Erev the Tchum, V'ev Shalavi B'Shabbos, I can't go get it, it's standing outside the Tchum. Come on, Kaim, Lemikri Zeb Machshech V'Shvul Dava Aser. It's not called Machshech the Dava Aser. Why? Kiva, there's the big cooler here. Kivin Shemhayu Borgenin. Since if there were huts, Hayim Matalavi, I just give a few words. Right, name Susan. Smokazub, Sakshim, right? Hayim Matalavi, I will be Matta to bring it. Vichivan, she is the Takanta de Borgnin. The Kachmutta la Hakshacha filo belay Borgnin. What's he saying over here? Says, since there's an Efsharis over here, I have a way that I can do it even on Shabbos. What do you mean you have a way to do it on Shabbos? You can't do it on Shabbos. You have to end the Tchum. You can't walk further. No, but since I could have set up these huts every 70 Amos, and then get another 70, so theoretically I could have pulled this off. That's fine. That's ready. Then there's no issue of Machshich and Al Tchum. So there's different hesberim to this, which could make different nafkaminis. What has with the Bach? The Bach says, and the Bach is in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, says, because I could get goyim to make the bargaining. Right. The question is, how do I get them to do it? We'll have to learn Mir Lakum how to do it.
You know that it works on Shabbos?
If he makes it on Shabbos, the Bach says that since I have a takana that on Shabbos itself, if the guy, oh no, I'm sorry, I said over wrong, not that I could get the guy. If the guy would do it on his own, it would be fine.
So you're burgundy.
Why? Because in order to be able to walk further, otherwise without burgundy, I can't walk further.
The guy could walk
further. The guy could. Yeah, but the guy will be burgundy then, and now I could walk.
But you could do that during Shabbos? You
could the guy could do whatever he wants
on Shabbos. And you're at home for Shabbos?
Yeah. I'm not being my son's room, no.
You're building up the city.
I'm not being my son's room. That's right, he's building the city, but I'm not being my son. My room doesn't end there.
But on Arab Shabbos did end there.
Look at the Bach, he says you could. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Siman Shin Zayin Ois Tezvav says that since the Indian over here, what's the Israel over here? This is really the diba, mimsechevtschas, to speak about yechafetzim. It's being oisig on Shabbos and Dvarim, which are also today. So they didn't ask you to be oisig, really. They didn't ask you to be oisig in things that are tully, where they asked you to speak. And since these things themselves could be mut on Shabbos, so that's not something they asked you to speak about. So therefore, since the Issa going out of the Tchum has a tzad heta, comes out that the Hiluch itself is not Usr. So I'm not speaking about something which necessarily is Usr. In this case, it's going to be Usr. And each Svar needs a little more Hezbah, but that's what they're giving. Now this is going to be Nigea when we discuss later on making plans on Shabbos, right? When I want to talk about how Sunday I need to go to Bnei Brak, or I want to fly out. I have a flight tonight that I need to make. What am I allowed to say, what not? Can you build Borgnin going to America? Maybe to Bnei Brak you get a Borgnin. To Beit Shemesh you get a Borgnin. Okay, so we can come back to this. Another are over here in Sif. Wait, do I know got ready to wear? That I moved on. So in Sif Gimel, it says, Machshicha atchum lasi tzarchi kalo tzarchi meis. So Mishbur says, Hai lasi tzarchi meis nami koi de machshicha de sakna lavi and maher. If you lach him mutta de chefse shemayim hu. It's Chefzei Shemayim. To make Tzarchei Kal and Tzarchei Meis is Chefzei Shemayim. Where does that come from, the Heter? Because Pasuk says, Mimsei Chefzei Cha. Cha. Your Chefzei Masa, but Chefzei Shemayim is Mata. So let's say I'm going, so this now comes, I'm walking to a place to, I'm being Machshech to a place for a mitzvah, so that I'm allowed to do. Right? Let's say I need to do a mitzvah. What will be an example of that? Example of that may be, I need to build a sukkah. What's the Shabbos? I need to build a sukkah. and I want to build it downstairs in the back over there. So I'm going there to look around to how, where are we going to put the sukkah, how are we going to build it. So I should be able to start building in Matzah Shabbos. Right? That would be a tzarech mitzvah. L'chaira. I think we're going to come back to that. See more about that. And then we have over here a very important halacha, which is Sif Dalid, which talks about Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos. You're not going to make money off the day of Shabbos. Right? You're not going to make money off the day of Shabbos. You're not going to take money for working on Shabbos. Right? So you have Chazanim, Balikoiris, you have babysitters, waiters, all different jobs people do on Shabbos, and they want to get paid. How are they allowed to get paid or not? So Mishaburu and Sifkat and Tezvav says, for each day I'm paying him a separate amount. Right, you come to get the money and say, Thursday, Friday, I'll pay you, but not for Shabbos. Even if I feel like I want to give it to him, he can't take it. Let's give the matana. So that's one eitzah we have over here. One eitzah over here where I'm giving it to matana. Now, the chayrav, I'm giving it to be matana. What's happening over here? The babysitter comes to babysit by me, and she's only babysitting Shabbos. Right? Only Shabbos, she babysits on Shabbos, she comes to Shabbos afternoon, picks up the kids, and takes them out and comes back. So after Shabbos, I tell her, I'm not paying you, but I'll give you a present. Right? So how much is the babysitting? It's $25 an hour. I'll give you a nice present. You buy me for 3 hours, I'll give you a present, $75. And that's like too much of our Roman, no? So the chayr, you have to give her a little less or a little more. Give her $100, I'll give her $50. Tell her, thank you for babysitting by me. I can't pay you, but you can't take the money, right? But you know what? I'm going to give you my daughter. I'll give you something around what you normally would get. So that the chayr would work. The Mishburans have got the Chaf Dalet for a moment. Let's see what he says over there. We're talking about a Chazen. Pirish, Yispal Gambi Meisachol. Mashalm Le Lechoy Shal Shvu Bevas Achas. Vayim Bachorim Shigazu Shinogin Lahaka Lizkor Lishabas is the Chod. Achoy Shal Lidibi Oysvin Lo Yikze Batchila Mashal Lekech Achach Yishloim Shudarach Matan. So he says over here, Noch Eknech. When I hire the babysitter, don't make up with her any price. Don't make up with her price. Tell her, it'd be nice of you to come to my house, babysit, and all that. And then after Shabbos, give her a matana. You have sometimes, the babysitter says, oh, my father told me I'm not going to take the money. So then for sure it works. She's not taking the money. Then you give her a matana. But you see from the Sifka Kalach Chavdal that Taka, it should be worked out in a way that, even though you're playing haram, but it should be a real haram. Should have some matana. We have another etta that's mentioned over there called Havla. That she works for me during the week also. And she works for me for a few times during the week, plus Shabbos. And then I just say, okay, so for the week I give you $100, even though it's $25 for each day. Even though it is broken down into days, that's not a problem. Because I'm giving one envelope for the whole week.
That you're paying
you
by hour?
Yeah, because I'm not making the cheshbon right now. I made the cheshbon in my mind. And now I'm just paying one sach, the whole thing. Right. So that's the eighth of Havla. Imagine next week we'll talk more about this because there are practical cases that come up over here, right? There's a nurse. She's a night nurse. She goes to houses with people that have babies. She takes care of the baby through the night. So she called me 1 week. She said she found out that she's not supposed to take money if she does it for Shabbos, only Shabbos. So I said, is there anything else she could do? Like, I don't know, maybe throw out their garbage on Friday. She said, not really. What else is she supposed to do? She's a nurse. Kitza, at the end, she called me back. She said, she told them, this matter just happened a few weeks ago. She told them that she has a problem with taking money Friday night. Is there something she could do? Maybe. So they offered her to wash the dishes Matzah Shabbos. So she washed the dishes Matzah Shabbos, and they were so impressed, they wanted to hire her for like a week. So she said she mamish gained on it. She said because she was in this and this halacha, and she washed their dishes, they were so impressed by her that they hired her for another week. So, it's Chag Shabbos, you think you're losing, hopefully you're only gaining.